Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Amos chapter 6, verse 3. You put off the day of disaster and bring near a reign of terror. Don't forget about God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When you put things off, they almost always get worse. Maybe at your house, you have a place where all the toys get used, and you talk about picking up the toys or keeping things tidy. But maybe you say, I'll do it later. That's called putting it off. And when that happens, the whole room slowly becomes a disaster. That's because if you don't take care of things, they almost always get worse. In the Bible, the same thing happened to God's people, except it wasn't that they didn't keep their rooms clean. They forgot about God. God had told His children that He would bless them as long as they would remember that He was the most important thing in their life, but they kept putting off God. You heard about them in the reading from the Bible. They had beds with ivory. That's really expensive. They had choice lambs and fattened calves. That's really good food. And they had all sorts of other really good things. Now, it's not bad to have nice things, but it is bad when those nice things make you put off God. Maybe you have really nice things in your life, like a nice house, nice clothes, good food, or great toys. Those are good things. But if they make you put off God, then they are actually bad things. Someday, Jesus is going to come back to this earth, and when He does, all the nice things we have will go away. All that will be left will be us and Jesus. So the Bible tells us to always be ready for that day by never putting off God. We need to remember that spending time with God is more important than spending time doing anything else. But that's hard to do, isn't it? We might spend days without prayer, skip a week of worshiping God, or forget the devotions. We get so busy doing everything else, we forget God. When that happens, say you're sorry to God, and know that God forgives you and wants you to come to Him because He always loves you. Your life is good because you have God. And God is awesome. He loves you more than anyone else does. He never forgets about you. He always wants to hear your prayers. He will always be with you, even when you're not very lovable. You won't always have all the nice things you have, but you have God, and He will always be better. We praise God for His love in prayer. Dear God, thank You for Your awesome love, even when we are not very lovable. Help us to remember You and the many good things You will give us in heaven one day. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.